What is righteousness? Do I always speak the truth? Do I speak after consulting my soul? Or do I voice my ego's desire? How do we remain truthful at all times? And what is my reward for truthfulness?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم صدق الله العظيم.
So, do I always speak the truth? Am I lying to myself right now? One way to honestly answer that is to look at our motivations. Am I motivated by self-interest, or are we motivated by God's commands? Islam emphasizes the importance of abiding by truthfulness in all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. What is righteousness? In the verse we recited earlier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what righteousness is. O believers, stand firm for Allah and bear true testimony. Do not let the hatred of a people lead you to injustice. Be just, that is closer to righteousness, and be mindful of Allah. Surely Allah is all aware of what you do. You may say, everyone lies in person, online, in business. Everyone cheats in school and in relationships. Can we really be truthful in this day and age? The greatest truth is the oneness of Allah. This truth is timeless, and all truth stems from this truth. A verse that beautifully contains guidance on the truth that Allah wants from us is the verse we tend to hear during the Friday khutbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed Allah commands justice, grace, as well as courtesy to close relatives. He forbids indecency, wickedness, and aggression. He instructs you, so perhaps you will be mindful. A Muslim's promise or oath is unbreakable. That's how the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was. That's how we have to be. Allah says, honor Allah's covenant when you make a pledge. And do not break your oaths after confirming them, having made Allah your guarantor. Surely Allah knows all you do. So how do we remain truthful at all times? We ask ourselves, do I speak after consulting my soul, or do I voice my ego's desire? The tongue of an intelligent person is behind his heart, so that when he wants to say something, he consults his heart. If it is thought that he should speak, he does so. But if not, he remains silent. As for the ignorant person, his heart is behind his tongue. Whatever comes to his tongue, he speaks it. And he who does not understand his religion is the one who does not protect his tongue. So, what is my reward for truthfulness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, truthfulness is the thing by which we, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will benefit on Judgment Day. Allah will declare, this is the day when only the faithful will benefit from their faithfulness. Theirs are gardens under which rivers flow, to stay there forever and ever. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. That is the ultimate triumph. Going forward, may we only bear true testimony. May we always be truthful like our beloved Prophet. May peace and blessings be upon him. May we be just, righteous, and mindful of Allah. May peace, God's mercy, and blessings be upon you.